How healthy is your business? Is your business plan helping your bottom line? Do you even have a business plan? Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business has over 25 years of helping businesses of all kinds and sizes to get them where their owners want them to go. She uses her special wellness check process. It's to assess where your business is now, and then uses her own unique 7 steps business excellence plan to expand and grow your business into something to be proud of. Barbara will take a holistic or a global appreciation view of your company, and that's absolutely going to make a difference to your bottom line. So call now and schedule a wellness check and watch your business grow. 602-750-4518. That's Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business. 602-750-4518.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
At Beerham Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633. Or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerham Baum & Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, and this is The Boss and the Ballerina, starring in this corner, Tom, the Boss, Bossmeyer, and Caroline Atkinson, owner and founder of Ballet Academy of Arizona. Tom, did you, and Caroline, did you like how I said that? And in this corner.
I did.
Now, does it remind you, is there any you know, resemblance to your marriage? And in this corner, we got Tom and Caroline.
All I can say is we're always in the same corner.
Okay, good. Nice segue into the same corner. Okay, a unique and blessed marriage. That's very good. Okay, I like
moving
that.
Right along.
Right along. Now, now
back to the yodeling.
Yeah, can we have one more yodel? I really love that yodel. Let's hear that yodel.
She's on.
There we go.
Yodelay, yodelay, yodelay.
That is
excellent.
And gonna dance.
That is so very cool. Now, Frank, you were talking on the break about, you know, kids' spirit. I mean, why don't we talk a little bit about that? And not just the kids' spirit, but what it does to heal spirits of everyone involved.
Well, I was telling people, or we were talking on the break here, I think kids should be everybody's role model.
because they say your greatest point of growth is while you're a child. My mom's a teacher, and she taught me something about 80% of what you learn in life, you learn by the time you're 5 years old. She said the rest of your life is spent perfecting it. Now, wow. If you watch these kids, watch how they ask questions all the time. As adults, we don't ask questions.
Yeah.
Watch how they pull people in. It doesn't matter what you look like. They just want people around to have fun and share any excitement. You know, you watch kids like for their birthday or something major goes on. The kids come in, they're really excited. They're like, come here, come here, come here. It's like, what is it? I found a rock. It's the most exciting thing in the world.
Exactly.
But as adults, if we have something little or, you know, precious, we really don't share with anybody. We don't show the excitement. And when you share that excitement, it pulls everybody in. And we were talking over the break about just going to watch practice for this, you know, Snow White and the Singing Dwarfs, to watch Caroline go out and dance with the kids and participate, or watch the parents outside trying to practice or mimic the moves. When the kids watch their parents doing it, the kids get, you know, even more excitement. And when you jump in, Caroline, and you do the movements, the kids get excited. And, you know, I'll admit, I was standing on the side going, okay, maybe I should participate because I don't look like I'm excited. I don't want to let the kids down. But right. I think we just need to have that kid's spirit, not necessarily go out and do all the crazy things that some kids do, but just that excitement for life, that energy, and that point of they want everybody to share and get involved.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that makes sense. And I think that – I think a lot of times expectations have a lot to do with people getting defensive or maybe withdrawing from what is really possible for them, and expectations from not only themselves but maybe from their parents, from mm-hmm. family, and certainly from the culture. And that's a sad thing, I think, because that could damper the spirit.
Right, and mm-hmm. the parents have to realize, and I'll let the moms jump in, but the parents are the role models. And we were talking here over the break about how to get the dads up on stage. Maybe we can get the dads in tutus or something like that. But when the kids see their dads doing it, they're like, okay, if dad can do this, then yeah. I can do it. When they see mom go up there, when we hear moms yodeling on the radio, it's like, mom, how'd you do that? That's going to get the excitement into the kids. And it starts with the parents first, and it trickles down to the kids.
Yes.
And when the kids show the excitement, that's going to re-energize the parents.
That totally makes sense. It's really a community effort. And it, you know, there's one word or a couple words that come to mind. The word I'm thinking of is the state of selflessness, mm-hmm. where you're giving of yourself to better and make a difference in anyone around you. And who wants to comment on that? Don't be shy. The yodeler wants to comment. Okay, yodely.
No, I think that there's so much of that act of selflessness that goes on, you know, in the environment that Caroline has created. There was a saying I once heard, you know, be willing to plant the seed of a tree you may never enjoy the shade of. And that's something that's always stuck with me, because you don't know what little thing you're doing right now that's going to make such a difference in someone's life down the road, that you may never see that person again, but something that had an impact on them has carried through for their whole life. And I think this ballet production is something that, for me and for my daughter and my husband, that we're going to, I mean, we'll remember this forever, you know. I mean, she wants to stick with us, so we're going to keep going with ballet. This has been a fantastic experience, and she wants to keep going. We're going to keep going. I don't know what this will mean for her life down the road, you know. What lessons will she have learned from this that she'll draw upon? I don't know, but I'm excited to find out.
Not only the lessons, but what she might become an example for other kids at her age or younger as time goes on, or any age, and that's what's remarkable. Kimberly.
Well, as a parent of a typical child in the program, I would much prefer to have my child in a performing arts environment where you use your talents to help other people, to learn from other people. Oftentimes, you know, especially with little girls, it's how do you make yourself look perfect? And it's very competitive sometimes, where you're, you know, trying out for the same part as your friend is trying out for, and you're trying to beat your friend. And, you know, we don't have auditions. Everybody has a role. Yeah. And whatever shape and size you show up in is exactly the right way for you to be. And it's exactly the way, you know, you're going to succeed, is being who you are, not trying to change who you are, not trying to modify who you are, just being who you are, because there's, you know, there's perfection and imperfection in all of us. And when you're in an environment like the one at Ballet Academy of Arizona, everyone's pretty perfect, because mm-hmm. everyone has an opportunity to use their talents and their gifts. And I love that my daughter is gaining that from the performing arts and learning from all of the kids around her.
So what you're saying, it's from competition to cooperation.
I think that's a marvelous way
that
to sum it up. It really is.
And I think the world can use more of that. I don't think it should always be about competition. Mm-hmm. I think truthfully is that if you cooperate, I mean, I'll refer clients to other CPA firms. It's not about trying to grab everything and guard your turf. It's about expanding out and trying to help everyone, because it's really, if you look at it, I believe it's an expanding universe. It's really endless.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that means endless possibilities and opportunities.
Right. And as you said, we need to focus on that. My wife's a special ed teacher, and she was talking about, if you want to say the United States, her culture is to always be number one. And we're always trying to be number one. That means you're stepping on people, and you have one person at the top but no one else, and you're there by yourself. And she talks about, well, what happens if we all work together to get to the same goal or dream? Mm-hmm. You're going to have more fun doing it. And like you said, trying to go against, you know, what the culture or the media is teaching us is, yeah, it's not necessarily about competition for everything. Let's just go out there and have a good time. I know when I played basketball at Dakota, I was talking to a group last week who was just getting really, you know, fired up about it. And I told them, Dakota's sitting down just shooting hoops. I was like, this is the only reason I come. You talked about coaching or like the thrill you get going to this ballet. I could sit on the sideline just like watch him shoot and play all night. Doesn't, you know, need anything else for me to have fun. It's just more to watch the enjoyment he has, and his enjoyment comes back over to me. Mm-hmm. Watching the kids practice the other day, you know, a lot came running straight into practice. How many times do you hear in life where people run into practice?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow, that's exciting, Caroline.
I think it's also, we all have that empathy. It's just drawing it out, because it's how lonely is it to be at the top, not like Frank was saying, number one at the top. But if we join hands and take maybe a little longer to get to the top, but we're all there together,
yeah,
that's where we should be.
And I think the intention really drives how long you'll be at the top, because if your intention is to be at the top, to be the top dog,
mm-hmm,
well, there's a long roll down the hill for people that have that intention. But if your intention is just to be excelling and achieving for the benefit of others, and you can't really give what you don't have, so mm-hmm, one's full potential is important, then you're always at the top, because the mm-hmm safety and security is within, not in the outside world. Who wants to comment on that? I'm getting a little philosophical. All right, Kimberly, sounds like you either want to yodel or a comment. Okay, the microphone's going all the way to Michelle. Okay, it's going back. Tom, where are you when we...
Michelle's good.
All right, well, that's...
I guess I'll have to jump in on that one.
All right, go ahead, Frank.
You're going to jump in, Michelle?
No, please.
No. Got a chance to go down to Australia a few years ago.
What?
And met a gentleman, and he gave like the best comment about life. He says, life is about relationships and experiences. He goes, the better relationships you build, the better experiences you'll have. The better experiences you have, the stronger your relationships get.
Yeah.
Everything we're talking about here today is all about that, relationships and experiences. We're creating great relationships for the kids and the families who are coming out to this, but it's also the great experience. How many people are going to be able to say they performed in front of 400 people?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what, Michelle, I think you were saying on the break there about that, you know, the experience, and how many moms would that didn't think that they'd be watching their daughters performing on stage at any of these productions. I mean, that just lights
daughters,
up.
Daughters or sons.
Yeah, daughters,
or sons.
It
exactly
doesn't matter. Yeah.
Yep. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it is all about the experience, and I think you were also saying, Michelle, about, you know, the practicality of this. This isn't, you know, you checked it out the first time. You said, well, okay, this sounds good. Let me go see through my eyes if they're really having fun, if they're really demonstrating, or trees really dancing. And that's mm-hmm what it is. Experience becomes our beliefs and
yeah
who
mm-hmm
we become, because mm-hmm we have to experience doing a sports radio show
right
as a child, you know. And that's what you're doing today, Dakota. So this is becoming an experience for all of us.
That's right.
That is so cool. Why don't we take a quick break? We have, I believe, one segment left. Wow, time has flown.
It
what
is
do you guys
flown,
think?
Yeah.
That
yeah
is quick. And, of course, this is the boss and the ballerina, Tom the Boss Bossmeyer, along with Caroline Atkinson, owner and founder of Ballet Academy of Arizona. And perhaps we'll, in the last segment, we'll talk about what upcoming events, how people can donate, contribute, volunteer, and do what it takes to create the pathway for success for all people. And we'll be right back.
How healthy is your business? Is your business plan helping your bottom line? Do you even have a business plan? Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business has over 25 years of helping businesses of all kinds and sizes to get them where their owners want them to go. She uses her special wellness check process. It's to assess where your business is now, and then uses her own unique 7 steps business excellence plan to expand and grow your business into something to be proud of. Barbara will take a holistic or a global appreciation view of your company, and that's absolutely going to make a difference to your bottom line. So call now and schedule a wellness check and watch your business grow. 602-750-4518. That's Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business. 602-750-4518.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is The Boss and the Ballerina, starring Tom the Boss Boss. Tom the Boss Boss. I gave you two bosses. That's like 5 stars. The Boss, the Boss. Okay, the Boss Meyer. And Carolina Atkinson, owner and founder of Ballet Academy of Arizona. Now, on the break, we were talking to Michelle, and you wanted to make a few comments about some reality, some stats that hit home for families with special needs.
Right. I mean, we constantly hear this in the news, the rising rate of obesity among children, and that rate is even larger in the special needs community because there just aren't the sports activities, maybe teams, places where the children can go and actually get physical activity. And they spend a lot of time being in very sedate activities. And, you know, I'm so thankful for Ballet Academy of Arizona giving, you know, my daughter an outlet for her to get good exercise, to move her body in different ways. But, you know, we need to have those venues for children to be able to, with special needs, to exercise and move. And that's why what Caroline's doing is so important. But you know, there is the financial element of it that we were talking about on the break, that, you know, families with children with special needs have a lot of financial expenditures, whether it's, you know, getting funding for wheelchairs, perhaps other mobility devices, speaking devices, all kinds of things that a typical family does not have financially going out the door. And so, you know, if you think, do I need my child to be able to move in a wheelchair versus take ballet lessons, you can see where the priorities go in their ability to support things financially. So, I mean, I just think if anyone is out there that can, you know, donate to an organization like through the Ballet Academy of Arizona to provide funding for kids who don't have this opportunity financially to be able to participate in this, it's just would be a fantastic way of really supporting your community and the kids in this community.
So how would, Caroline, how would one go about that? You know, fundraisers are important. I suspect even the performances you have,
yes,
I suspect are fundraisers in and of themselves.
They are, Dave. For example, if we can sell all the tickets to Snow White, that will enable us, that will give us much needed funding. Because even with Snow White, we have sponsored at least 15 children to take part in this production of, on our own. And so we try not to let any child fall. If anyone wants to be in a production, we just about never turn a child away. But we do need money to be able to make this work, because we want them to be in venues and theaters that are significant, like the Orpheum Theater or the Herberger or this Cactus Shadows Performing Arts Center, so that the children really feel that they are really involved in a theatrical process, and that the theater that they're in, yes, it does hold 400 people or 1,300 people, and they may be three, they may be 17, but their contribution is so important. So that's why I think those venues are very important for them to be able to perform in. And we do need funding to be able to make this work.
Yeah, and I, is there other programs, is there government programs that can create funding, or is that sort of, do the economy, that's sort of shut down too?
I think it's very difficult in this economy. At the moment, I think the best funding for nonprofits and would be for us is more from private individuals.
I see.
Yeah.
So that's extremely important. And Tom?
Yeah. Now, and again, it's about awareness also. I mean, up to a few years ago, the performing arts and ballet, this has just come about because Caroline's created it. There's so many people in the community, moms that don't, special needs and typical, that really don't know that this is going on out there. Frank, I'm not sure, you know, when you guys found out about it, but it's an awareness program. And yeah, and when people find out more and more about it, and through the radio show here and any other way, let's just pass the word, because there's some great people out there. But let's start with your children first, and there'll be companies that will hear this and find out that there's a place to get their kids active where their kids want to be active to benefit them.
Yeah. And like Michelle was saying also during the break, they've noticed that a great development in Chelsea.
Yes.
And what she can do.
I mean, it's funny because it's like she's getting physical therapy, but she has no idea she's working. She's having so much fun. But we have this combination of movement and new movement, you know, for her body, tied to music, which we know they've done studies on the brain. When you have music going, the new neural mappings are being laid down. So the right kind of music. But we've seen some fantastic growth in her buttoning. She was having such difficulty attempting to button. And in the last 3 weeks, we've been calling it her button breakthrough, because she has started buttoning. And we've been working on this for years, but the last 3 weeks, something has clicked. And I think other movements and the music together with the ballet, she's moving her body different ways, and it's laying down new pathways for her to accomplish other things.
That's wonderful.
And Caroline, what is coming up after Snow White? Is there any other things on the agenda, events?
We have quite a few things that we're planning, Dave. We hope it will be an exciting year. We always have Nutcracker, and that will be in December. And we'd like to do another production just before the summertime. We're hoping to do some Nutcracker workshops and some various fundraising activities during the year. And as Tom was saying, to make the community aware of what we're doing and to get more children and their families involved.
Wow. So mm-hmm. You got more. Did Kimberly have a comment? Yes.
Well, if we to be on the list to find out about all of our various fundraisers and to be able to enroll your children in the programs, they're open to any child. If we could add you to our email list, that's the best way to find out about what it is that we're doing. Mm-hmm. So if you'd like to, we could share the website. There's always updates. There's always something going on at Ballet Academy of Arizona. There's no break in these kids having fun, and they wouldn't stand up for that, I don't think. You know, my daughter, as soon as one production's over, all right, what are we doing now? Well, we have a week off. No, we don't take any time off. So there's always something happening. So for parents who would be interested in involving their children, our email list would be the best way for them to find out.
Website, so they can sign up right on the website?
They can, ballet academy of arizona.org. They can email us at caroline@balletacademyofarizona.org or always call us at 602-502-2743.
Wow. So you get a lot of sign-ups. Mm-hmm. That would be great. Now, we have about 5 minutes left in the program. A couple things I didn't want to forget, and I bet Frank was making notes. Will the host forget what he might have mentioned? Or was it Tom? I forget who mentioned it. But let's have Dakota do a shout-out to some special people, your family. What do you say?
I want to make a shout-out to my dad, because without him and his love and his generosity, I would never be on a radio station. I just want to thank my mom for always being there for me, taking care of me, and I appreciate her time and the courage that she has to be with me, and I'm glad that I'm a son to both of my mom and my dad. Mm-hmm. And just want to say that I love them both deep down in my heart, and I can't thank them enough for so many opportunities out in the world. They help me to be good. They help me to be a good role model in the community, and I just want to thank my brother, and he's very, very special, and he's moving, and I just want to congratulate him on the move, and just say congratulations, and I love him very much, and just love my parents from deep down inside my heart, and I can't do any without them. So,
wow,
that is great.
Wow. Sounds like you have very special parents.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
which is so nice, Frank.
Oh, it's just because Dakota was talking about his dad, and like his dad means a lot. His dad actually just got out of the hospital this week. And Dakota's felt really good to be here, but we just want to go ahead and, you know, send our love and tell Mr. Randy Johns to get well soon. So mm-hmm. I'll pass it back to Dakota and just give it good luck to your dad.
Get well, Dad. I love you.
Wow, when you say Randy Johns, I thought you were going to say Randy Johnson. You go, whoa, back to the D-backs. Now, remember, Dakota, did you watch Randy Johnson pitch?
Yes, he almost hit the ball, too.
Yeah, he did hit the bird, actually.
Yeah, he did.
Yes. Well, it's a long story, but he threw a ball. It wasn't his fault, but a bird got in the way as he was throwing, I think, a fastball. All you saw was, well, feathers fly. And I thought birds fly, but feathers evidently fly, too. Do you remember that, Frank?
Yeah, we remember that one, but I think we need a transition right there for that
exactly.
one.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow, well, we only have about 2 minutes left, so why don't we do some parting remarks? Let's start with the new star of yodeling, Michelle Gannon. Any parting remarks?
Well, I just hope, you know, from hearing this show today, that there's some families out there who maybe didn't consider ballet as a possibility and have changed their mind and can look this up, the website, and get involved in the next production. I think you will just be thrilled at what you see and what you learn from this production.
Thank you. And let's go to Miss Kimberly Warner.
Well, and likewise, I would encourage all the parents of typical children to enroll them in the ballet also, so their kids can learn a little bit about things beyond dance and learn a lot about themselves.
Excellent. And real quick, Frank, parting words.
Parting words. They're talking about people volunteering and helping out, so go to the website, and if you want to volunteer to help out, or at worst, they're doing an auction for the ballet, go ahead and donate some items. So if you don't have a kid who's going to sign up, for all the people out there listening, go ahead, donate an item that we can actually raffle off and make some money to go ahead and impact these children's lives.
Thank you. And
excellent.
Dakota, thank you for being here. We're sort of running out of time, but parting words, a couple seconds.
I really don't have any to say about that.
All right, but you're going to be a star because you know your sports. Tom Bosmeyer, Caroline Atkinson, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dave.
Phenomenal and show.
Thank you to all our guests. Thank you, everybody. You
Thanks
are wonderful.
For all the kids that have participated in the past and that are in this production and any upcoming productions.
Thank you.
Thank you. And
We will see everyone during the week. We're on 4 days a week. Breakthrough Thinking, signing off.